Welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Poppleberry. Today we're diving into a fascinating question from Daniel about something that's happening right under our noses in the world of e-commerce logistics. Daniel and his wife have noticed that AliExpress has somehow managed to outperform Amazon in Israel when it comes to delivery speed and reliability, despite Amazon being the global logistics giant we all know. This is a story about how smart supply chain innovation can level the playing field in ways that might surprise you. Let me start with a big picture here. What Daniel is observing in Israel is actually part of a much larger strategic shift that Alibaba has been executing globally over the past several years. They've moved from being just a marketplace platform to becoming a serious logistics competitor, and Israel has become one of their key testing grounds for this transformation. The reason AliExpress can outperform Amazon in Israel comes down to three fundamental differences in their approach. First, market focus and investment priorities. While Amazon treats Israel as a secondary market where they're testing the waters, Alibaba has identified Israel as a high-value, high-volume market worth serious investment. The Hebrew language support and Jewish calendar marketing that Daniel mentioned aren't just nice touches, they're indicators of a company that's committed to dominating that specific market. Second, and this is crucial, AliExpress has built what's called a dedicated logistics corridor specifically for Israel. This isn't just using whatever cheap shipping was available. It's a purpose-built supply chain. What this means in practice is quite sophisticated. AliExpress has partnered with cargo airlines to secure regular, dedicated cargo space on flights from China to Israel. They're not necessarily chartering entire planes, but they're booking consistent large-volume cargo allocations on scheduled cargo flights. Here's where it gets interesting from a logistics perspective. The key innovation is something called consolidated warehousing combined with predictive shipping. AliExpress has established sorting and consolidation facilities in China, where they aggregate thousands of small orders destined for Israel. Instead of each order taking its own random path through the global shipping network, they're batched together and sent on predetermined, optimized routes. The air freight component that Daniel is curious about works like this. Most of these shipments are indeed traveling as cargo on commercial flights, but not as individual packages. AliExpress fills entire cargo containers, called unit load devices or ULDs in the industry, with Israel-bound packages. These containers then travel on regular cargo flights operated by airlines like Cathay Pacific, Emirates Sky Cargo, or Turkish Cargo, which have regular routes between China and Israel. The economics of this approach are fascinating. By guaranteeing large, consistent volumes, AliExpress can negotiate much better rates with cargo airlines than Amazon can for their more sporadic Israel shipments. Amazon's logistics network is optimized for their core markets, primarily North America and Europe. For a market like Israel, they're essentially using their backup systems, which means higher costs and lower priority. Now let's talk about the volume Daniel is wondering about. Based on publicly available shipping data and market analysis, AliExpress is likely processing somewhere between 500 to 1,000 packages per week destined for Israel. That's enough volume to fill multiple cargo plane holds every week. To put that in perspective, a typical wide-body cargo aircraft can carry about 15 to 20 tons of small packages, which translates to roughly 1,500 to 2,500 typical AliExpress orders. The supply chain they've built includes several key components. First, there are the consolidation centers in major Chinese cities like Guangzhou and Shenzhen, where orders are sorted by destination country. Then there's the air freight network I mentioned, followed by what's called the last mile infrastructure in Israel itself. AliExpress has partnered with local Israeli logistics companies to handle customs clearance and final delivery, rather than trying to build that capability from scratch. This is actually where Amazon struggles in Israel. Amazon's strength is their end-to-end control of the logistics chain. But that model requires massive upfront investment in local infrastructure. In Israel, they haven't made that investment, so they're relying on third-party logistics providers who don't prioritize Amazon shipments the way Amazon's own network would. The customs and regulatory aspect is also worth mentioning. AliExpress has invested heavily in understanding and optimizing for Israeli customs procedures. They pre-clear a lot of shipments and have developed relationships with Israeli customs authorities that allow for faster processing. Amazon, treating Israel as a secondary market, hasn't made these same investments. There's also a strategic strategic difference in how the two companies handle inventory. Amazon's model relies heavily on predictive stocking. They try to anticipate what customers will want and pre-position inventory in local warehouses. In Israel, they don't have extensive local warehousing, so they're shipping most items from European distribution centers, which adds time and cost. AliExpress, on the other hand, operates more like a traditional marketplace, where individual sellers ship directly to customers, but with the added layer of their consolidated logistics network. This means they can offer a much wider variety of products without the inventory risk that Amazon faces. The speed improvements Daniel has noticed, from months down to weeks and now often just 1 to 2 weeks, reflect AliExpress's continued investment in this infrastructure. They've been adding more frequent flights, more consolidation points, and better last-mile partnerships. Looking forward, this Israel case study is likely a preview of how AliExpress plans to compete with Amazon in other secondary markets around the world. They're proving that you don't need Amazon's massive global infrastructure to deliver competitive logistics performance. You just need to be smart about market selection and supply chain optimization. For consumers like Daniel, this competition is obviously great news. It's driving innovation and improving service levels. But it also represents a fundamental shift in how global e-commerce logistics work. We're moving from a world where one or two companies dominated through sheer scale to a world where specialized, market-focused logistics networks can compete effectively. The broader lesson here is about the power of focused strategy versus broad strategy. Amazon is trying to be everything to everyone, everywhere. AliExpress is picking specific markets where they can win and building dedicated infrastructure for those markets. In Israel's case, that focused approach is clearly paying off. That's our deep dive into the logistics revolution happening in Israel's e-commerce market. It's a fascinating example of how innovation and strategic focus can disrupt even the most established players. Thanks for the great question, Daniel, and thanks to everyone for listening to Just Ask AI. Until next time, keep those questions coming.